This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Battling pounds the Gaza Strip after Washington says Israel agrees to reschedule canceled talks. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's reversal of his earlier decision to cancel a trip to Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
These talks will get us into a place where there is a plan that we hear their side, they hear our side.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a visit planned for this week, angered that the U.S. had not vetoed a U.N. ceasefire resolution.
I thought the U.S. decision in the Security Council was very, very bad.
Yeah. Venting to visiting U.S. lawmakers.
Victory is within reach. It's a few weeks away.
But he went on.
Now we are told, you can't do this. If you go into Rafah, you're going to have a humanitarian catastrophe.
Downplaying the impact of a Rafah operation on Palestinian civilians.
You know, people move down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open. And people just move. They move with their tents.
No date set yet for that visit. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Divers have recovered the remains of two of the six workers missing since the collapse of a major bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland. The bodies were pulled from the river a day after a container ship collided into a support pillar of the bridge. National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Jennifer Homendy said the vessel was carrying containers of hazardous materials.
That's 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials, class 9 hazardous materials, which would include lithium-ion batteries.
She added that some containers were breached and that a sheen on the water from those materials would be handled by authorities. This is VOA News. The man who once ran the FTX cryptocurrency platform will be sentenced Thursday in a U.S. federal courtroom. AP correspondent Donna Warder explains.
Sam Bankman-Fried faces possibly decades in prison when he's expected to be sentenced today for fraud and conspiracy. The 32-year-old was convicted in November of illegally using money from FTX, once one of the world's most popular platforms for trading digital currency. FTX collapsed in 2022, and prosecutors are recommending 40 to 50 years behind bars. Bankman-Fried's attorneys, friends, and family are asking for leniency, saying he's unlikely to reoffend, and that FTX's investors have largely recovered their funds. That claim is being disputed by bankruptcy lawyers, FTX, and its creditors. I'm Donna Warder.
A few world news headlines now. President Ferdinand Marcos says the Philippines will not be cowed into silence by Beijing after confrontations in the South China Sea that injured Filipino troops and damaged vessels. 7 months after bringing the curtain down on the 55-year Bongo dynasty, Gabon's transitional president has launched a national dialogue touted as paving the way for elections next year. The King of New Zealand's indigenous Maori people makes an impassioned call for whales to be granted the same legal rights as people. It's a bid to protect the vulnerable and hallowed species. The New York Auto Show opens to the public on Friday, and it comes as the industry faces tough choices on whether to charge ahead with investment in electric vehicles or EVs. Here's Reuters correspondent Julian Soderweight.
Big names, including Ford and General Motors, have already said they are cutting investment in the zero-emission vehicles amid signs of waning demand. But South Korea's Hyundai sees an opportunity as rivals go slow. Meanwhile, Toyota is adding EVs to its lineup, but says it's focusing more on hybrids. New US rules look set to demand that half of all sales there are EVs or plug-in hybrids by 2030. Initial targets set by the Environmental Protection Agency were even tougher and met howls of protest from the industry.
That was Reuters' Julian Soderweight reporting. Japan's moon lander wakes up after unexpectedly surviving a second frigid two-week lunar night and transmits new images back to Earth. That's what the country's space agency says. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.